455.4 It is inevitable that the youth will have associates, and they will necessarily feel their influence. There are mysterious links that bind souls together so that the heart of one answers to the heart of another. One catches the ideas, the sentiments, the spirit, of another. This association may be a blessing or a curse. The youth may help 456 and strengthen one another, improving in deportment, in disposition, in knowledge or, by permitting themselves to become careless and unfaithful, they may exert an influence that is demoralizing. 455.5 It has been truly said, show me your company, and I will show you your character. The youth fail to realize how sensibly both their character and their reputation are affected by their choice of associates. One seeks the company of those whose tastes and habits and practices are congenial. He who prefers the society of the ignorant and vicious to that of the wise and good shows that his own character is defective. His tastes and habits may at first be altogether dissimilar to the tastes and habits of those whose company he seeks, but as he mingles with this class, his thoughts and feelings change, he sacrifices right principles and insensibly yet unavoidably sinks to the level of his companions. As a stream always partakes of the property of the soil through which it runs, so the principles and habits of youth invariably become tinctured with the character of the company in which they mingle. 456.1 Natural tendencies are downward. If the youth could be persuaded to associate with the pure, the thoughtful, and the amiable, the effect would be most salutary. If choice is made of companions who fear the Lord, the influence will lead to truth, to duty, and to holiness. A truly Christian life is a power for good. But, on the other hand, those who associate with men and women of questionable morals, of bad principles and practices, will soon be walking in the same path. The tendencies of the natural heart are downward. He who associates with the skeptic will soon become skeptical, he who chooses the companionship of the vile will most 457 assuredly become vile. To walk in the counsel of the ungodly is the first step toward standing in the way of sinners and sitting in the seat of the scornful. 456.2 With worldly youth the love of society and pleasure becomes an absorbing passion. To dress, to visit, to indulge the appetites and passions, and to whirl through the round of social dissipation appear to be the great end of existence. They are unhappy, if left in solitude. Their chief desire is to be admired and flattered and to make a sensation in society, and when this desire is not gratified, life seems unendurable. 457.1 Those who love society frequently indulge this trait, until it becomes an overruling passion. They cannot endure to read the Bible and contemplate heavenly things. They are miserable, unless there is something to excite. They have not within them the power to be happy, but they depend for happiness upon the company of other youth as thoughtless and reckless as themselves. The powers which might be turned to noble purposes they give to folly and mental dissipation. 457.2 The blessings of Christian sociability. Christian sociability is altogether too little cultivated by God's people. Those who shut themselves up within themselves, who are unwilling to be drawn upon to bless others by friendly associations, lose many blessings, for by mutual contact minds receive polish and refinement, by social intercourse acquaintances are formed and friendships contracted which result in a unity of heart and an atmosphere of love which is pleasing in the sight of heaven. 457.3 Especially should those who have tasted the love of Christ develop their social powers, for in this way they may win souls to the Savior. Christ should not be hid 458 away in their hearts, shut in, as a coveted treasure, sacred and sweet, to be enjoyed solely by themselves, nor should the love of Christ be manifested toward those only who please their fancy. Students are to be taught the Christ-likeness of exhibiting a kindly interest, a social disposition, toward those who are in the greatest need, even though these may not be their own chosen companions. At all times and in all places Jesus manifested a loving interest in the human family and shed about him the light of a cheerful piety. 457.4 Chapter 74, Safe and Unsafe Associations. Things which influence us and our children, every association we form, however limited, exerts some influence upon us. The extent to which we yield to that influence will be determined by the degree of intimacy, the constancy of the intercourse, and our love and veneration for the one with whom we associate. 459.1, if we place ourselves among associates whose influence has a tendency to make us forgetful of the high claims the Lord has upon us, we invite temptation and become too weak in moral power to resist it. We come to partake of the Spirit and cherish the ideas of our associates and to place sacred and eternal things lower than the ideas of our friends. We are, in short, leavened, just as the enemy of all righteousness designed we should be. 459.2 The young, if brought under this influence, are more easily affected by it than those who are older. Everything leaves its impress upon their minds, the countenances they look upon, the voices they hear, the places they visit, the company they keep, and the books they read. It is impossible to overestimate the importance for this world and the next of the associations we choose for ourselves and, more especially, for our children. 459.3 Dangers of associating with the ungodly. The world is not to be our criterion. We are not to associate with the ungodly and partake of their spirit, for they will lead the heart away from God to the worship of false gods,